Hi, it's Alonzo Bowden talking about my Casper mattress. I got to tell you, I love this thing. It was hard to get out of bed even to record this ad. You have to try it. And here's the deal. You go to CasperMattresses.com/Alonzo, use the code Alonzo, and you get $50 off. That's CASPER.com, code Alonzo, save $50. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I'd like to welcome you to episode 108 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? It is Thursday, June 18th, and obviously the big news as I record this, the sad news as I record this, is the church shooting in Charleston, South Carolina. Yes, it is tragic, and I hate to say this, but it's not a surprise, you know? And when I say it's not a surprise, anyone who listens to me regularly knows that I've said before, we're back in the 60s, right? Voting rights being taken away, the police violence and killing of black people and other minorities, the marches in the streets, the riots. So why would we be surprised when there's a massacre at a black church? And I don't mean to sound callous or uncaring, because, you know, obviously I and everyone else, our hearts go out to the victims. And, you know, I'm not going to get into that whole false level of I don't know. The attempt by so many in the media to say, I care more than you. I'm not going to get into that. We all care, and it is a tragedy, but not a surprise. The kid who apparently did it, this kid Dylan Roth, is he's what you'd expect, right? He has the Confederate license plate. He has the South African apartheid jacket on. He said something about, you know, you're taking over our country, raping our women, et cetera, et cetera. 21 years old, given a gun for his birthday. There's all kind of news that's trickling out about this. But again, not a surprise. I don't know. I honestly, I don't know what to think. I don't know where we are as a society. And when I say we, we're all part of this. You know what I mean? Like, this is the country that we've developed with our separation, with our continued racism and hate, with our utterly ridiculous lack of gun laws. You know, now everyone's talking about, you're talking about justice. Keep in mind, Charleston, this is a city where the white cop shot a black man, an unarmed black man, in the back. Okay, this is a state where the Confederate flag, they argue that it's our heritage, and make no mistake, the Confederate flag is a symbol of racism. Okay, stop pretending. This is the other thing that is so annoying, the pretending. When this story first broke, Fox News, and I'll talk more about Fox News later, but Fox News, right away, the spin was that it's not a racist hate crime, that it's an attack on Christianity. Now, stop pretending, okay? This had nothing to do with Christianity. You had a white guy go into a black church and start killing people. It wasn't an attack on Christianity. And what's really twisted and funny, but funny in a sad way about this, is Fox News. Okay, now when Rachel Dolezal, and don't worry, I'll get into Rachel in a minute, but when Rachel Dolezal claimed to be black, one of the things was, well, why are you claiming to be part of a group that have been victims of racism and oppression and blah, 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 when you're really not part of that group? Now, this is the Fox News went off on her, right? But now Fox News is playing the same card, saying, well, this wasn't a racial attack. This was an attack on Christianity, and we're Christians. This was an attack on us, too. Man, a level of bullshit over there. But there may be some interesting changes at Fox News. And as I said, I'll get into those. You know, obviously, I mean, social media is blown up. There have been some very interesting pictures, one of which is showing this shooter protected by the police in a bulletproof vest and surrounded by police protecting him. Wow. That's nice to be arrested and protected like that, as opposed to being unarmed and shot in the street without ever getting to go to trial. Yeah, that's an interesting parallel, I guess. I don't know. Could it be a black-white thing, or am I just making it up? Others are saying another thing that's very interesting, and this is all regarding the media coverage of the event, right? Because when anything happens now, it just becomes a media circus, and that becomes a bigger story than the actual story. But no one's using the word terrorist. No one now think, had a Muslim shooter done this, it would be an act of terrorism, without a doubt. Yet because it was a white shooter and apparently a white supremacist, it's not considered terrorism. It's considered a random act. If he was a black shooter, they'd be looking at what he was wearing. Oh, he's wearing a sweatshirt. Yeah, well, you know, when they wear those sweatshirts, it's kind of intimidating. Had he been wearing a hoodie, would every white kid in a hoodie be a suspect right now? I'm going to go with no. Am I bringing up the race card? Yes. Why? Because a white supremacist shot up a black church. That's racism, okay? That's why I'm bringing it up. People who are offended by that have already shut off this podcast. Who am I kidding? They weren't listening to my crap to begin with. Anyway, that's where this is at. It's a tragedy. It is angering. It is frustrating. We as a society, once again, proving we're moving backwards. And as I said in the beginning, literally, you overlay our news from today over the 60s. If you could just take a screenshot and overlay it, you would see we haven't learned a thing. We haven't learned a thing. Racial tension, voting rights, women's rights being removed. Yeah, we're still dealing with the whole abortion thing. The religion used as a tool for control and to propagate hatred. All of these things are still the same. And so why would anyone pretend to be surprised that there was a massacre at a black church? It's a damn shame. Now, one of the groups that spoke out on this has been the NAACP. And don't you guys have your own problems? Because this Rachel Dolezal, and yeah, this is an NAACP problem. Okay, when you have a white woman who maybe she's pretending to be black and maybe she's honestly mentally delusional. I don't know. I honestly can't say. But the NAACP, I don't know. Maybe a background check before you hire somebody. And how much of a background check is it to find out somebody's white? Like, it didn't take long to find out she sued Howard University for discriminating against her for being white. Did she somehow change from white to black since going to college? Well, apparently she has. I don't know what's wrong with Rachel Dolezal. There's obviously something going on here. I mean, you know, there's a ton of comedy in it, and there's a ton of seriously deranged behavior in it. And I'm going to say, this is one. People have been asking me what my opinion is. Okay, so let me give you my opinion as it's formed right now, and it continues to change. First of all, I think Rachel Dolezal is an unbelievable insult to black women. You cannot just wake up one day and say you're black. You know why? Because you've never suffered the struggles of black women. You've never suffered the discrimination that black women have. As one friend pointed out, it's absolutely true. I promise you, Rachel Dolezal would not have been claiming to be a black woman 100 years ago or even 50 years ago. Okay? Just no. She would not. You know why? Because then it was real. And she wouldn't have She hasn't been through the discrimination. She hasn't earned the right. Okay, yeah, I'm going to say earned the right. She hasn't been turned down for a job because her name looked funny on the resume. She hasn't been followed around department stores. She hasn't been stopped by the cops because she had a designer purse that she probably shouldn't have been able to afford, like this black girl at Barney's, you know, a year or so ago. So, no, she doesn't have that. Now, here's the thing. It's not that white people can't understand or help in the civil rights struggle, okay? They absolutely can. But admit who you are. Because without that, you're not genuine. Had she done, John Howard Griffin wrote a brilliant book called Black Like Me. And what he did was he actually darkened his skin and appeared to be a black man and traveled through the South and wrote about the racism he encountered and what he had to deal with and what a revelation that was to him as a white man, because he couldn't have imagined being treated this way or having a good deal with the segregation and the hate, et cetera, et cetera. Had Rachel Dolezal did something like that, that would have been caring about the civil rights movement. That would have been working toward making this a better, more united America, as opposed to what she's doing is, again, I don't know if it's some delusion. Or I don't know what it is. There's been all this talk about her background. You know, apparently she was raised in this Christian fundamentalist household that had some abusive practices that, you know, psychologists say her identity, she would want to get away from those. Maybe she thought it would get her the job. Maybe she thought it added to her authenticity in teaching the African-American studies classes she taught. I don't know. I don't know what's in this woman's head. But I will say it's an insult. And the NAACP should be ashamed of themselves, and they need to allow this to happen within their organization. It is utterly ridiculous. Now, on the joking side, yeah, I'm going to joke about it. I'm a comic. I have to. And let's face it, there aren't that many black people in Spokane or Eastern Washington or Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. So maybe they were recruiting. Maybe they just needed another one. I'll give you that. I'm not even going to get into the hair jokes, because those will definitely be covered by others. It's a sad commentary, and you have reached a pretty low point when Sarah Palin can justifiably laugh at you. Yes, Rachel, that's what you've reached. Sarah's laughing at you, and we have to say, yeah, Sarah's right on this one. Oh, man, what a sad state of affairs we have reached. Hi, it's Alonzo Bowden, and I'm telling you, you have to try one of these Casper mattresses. It's a mattress designed by engineers who are obsessed with sleep, and those are the kind of engineers I like, working on sleep. It's the right combination of latex foam and memory foam. It gives you just the right amount of bounce, just the right sink. You know what it's like to get into bed. This is the feeling you want. And there's a risk-free trial and return policy. You try the Casper mattress for 100 days. If you don't like it, the return is painless. Hey, the mattresses are made in America, and here's the best part. The price. $500 for a twin size, $950 for a king. You can compare that to any mattress ad, any guy yelling at you on late night TV. This is a great mattress at a great price, and here's the bonus. You get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting casper.com/Alonzo and using the code Alonzo. That's casper.com/Alonzo. $50 savings. Casper mattress. You gotta do it. And the other thing, there's these comparisons to Caitlyn Jenner, right? Caitlyn, formerly Bruce Jenner. And they say, well, Caitlyn Jenner is transgender and she just decided to be a woman. So Rachel Dolezal is transracial. She just decided to be black. Well, it doesn't work that way. For one thing, Caitlyn isn't on the board of the National Organization of Women talking about her struggles as a woman. Okay, let's look at that right away. Also, this transgender thing, there are I don't know how many, I'm going to guess a million transgender people who are dealing with the all the discrimination and hardship that comes along with that. Rachel just wants to be black when it's convenient. I said it before, I'll say it again. Everybody wants to be black until the cops come. Sorry, Rach, you really blew it on this one. And you know something? I wish they'd stop covering the story and let her go away. Donald Trump is running for president. My biggest problem with that is the media covering it as if it's a real story. You know, that's the thing. What if Donald Trump said he was running for president and nobody showed up? Because I'm just going to share you some of the quotes from his speech. When Mexico sends its people, this is a quote, when Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. Wow. So he just got Sheriff Joe's vote. Here's another one. On healthcare, we have a $5 billion website. I have so many websites, I hire people. They do a website, it costs me $3. Yeah, that would solve the healthcare problem. We'll just get you to develop a $3 website. Finally, he said, we need a leader who wrote The Art of the Deal. Look, I'm not even going to get into this. Just Donald Trump for president, no. It's amazing that someone made Ben Carson look legitimate. And yeah, I gotta laugh. It's good for the late night talk show host. I think they're about the only ones that love this Donald Trump for president thing. Colbert has already started his parallel campaign, and you know what? Good for him. Now, here's the interesting thing I wanted to talk about, this Fox News situation. Okay, could it be that Fox News is going to change and become news as opposed to right-wing propaganda? I'm reading this. It's hard to believe, but it's possible. And here's why. Rupert Murdoch said he's going to be stepping down as the head of the Fox Media conglomerate, okay? And he's going to turn it over to his sons. And guess what? His sons hate Fox News. Yeah, his sons, James and Lachlan, 42 and 43 years old, they detest Fox News. Now, it was funny because as soon as Rupert Murdoch said he was stepping down, Roger Ailes, however you pronounce it, who's the guy behind Fox News being a right-wing thing, said he told the anchors to read a statement on the air that Roger Ailes will stay in charge of Fox News even after Rupert Murdoch leaves. And you know what? It was made up. It was like, it was perfect Fox News news where this wasn't true. Rupert Murdoch didn't say that, but Roger Ailes just made it up and told his anchors to report it, and they did. So, yeah, it says that Roger Ailes will continue to report to Rupert Murdoch even after Rupert Murdoch has stepped down. The truth is, Ailes is going to have to report to James and Lachlan, and apparently they do not like where Fox News is. So they may make major changes. They may say that Fox News is going to turn into, honestly, a fair and balanced network. Or they may ride the wave. I don't know. It may take time. And there's also talk that if the Murdoch sons make Fox News a legitimate news organization, Ailes will start another news organization that will be a right-wing news organization. So I just think it's really interesting because, you know, we're going into the 2016 election, right? So the right-wing needs Fox News. Otherwise, the right-wing people might hear the truth and learn something like, oh, I don't know that global warming is real, or that racism exists and rich white men aren't the victims of it. And I know if they heard me say that right now, obviously Jesus would get mad and there'd be like a flood in Texas or something like that. I don't know. But that could happen. I can't imagine it. I've tried to watch Fox News. I honestly can't. I did a radio interview this morning. It was on an AM radio station. I'm in Tampa. this station happens to broadcast right wing because it's an AM talk station. They had on some Sean Hannity commercial. Sean Hannity's still blaming Barack Obama for the deficit. It's fascinating. I can't even listen to it. But it could happen, I guess. We could have a change at Fox News. Here's one that I find kind of funny and ironic. Colt, you know, the gun manufacturer, you know, Colt 45. Yeah, they're going bankrupt. Colt is declaring bankruptcy, trying to sort out its $500 million in debt. With all the gun laws and all the nuts carrying guns and open carry and blah, 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 how is Colt bankrupt? How are you not making money? People are carrying guns to Chipotle and to the grocery store. How are you not making a buck? Your Colt, the Colt 45, like, you started this. Your company invented the revolver. We're carrying guns to Walmart, and you're not making any money? Man, I don't know. Wow. The hell is wrong with you? That's like running a casino and not being able to make a profit. President Trump bankrupting casinos. There's another one you got to look at. Man, if you can bankrupt casinos, that's pretty world-class stupid. Said it before, I say it again. It's the only business people come to you and say, hey, I have this money to lose. Can you help me? And you couldn't figure out how to make a profit. Yeah, President Trump, that'll be good. So Colt is bankrupt. Colt can't sell guns in a culture where we're carrying guns to fast food places. Open carry, because it's America. What else is going on? I don't know. Golden State won the NBA championship. It physically hurts me as a Clipper fan to say that. I'm going to say it once. Don't remind me. Congratulations. Okay, I said it. I'm done. Alex Rodriguez is the best hitter on the Yankees. I'm down here in Tampa. This is their spring training home. There's Yankee stuff all over the place, and I love that. I'm going to try to keep doing this comedy thing. I'm kidding. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Just doing this podcast, just allowing me to vent and share my opinions. I so appreciate you guys listening. Shout out to a couple of people, my buddy Fuzzy in Texas. I got to give you a shout out. Ava, my former manager, who's moved on to be an agent at another company. You wanted me to talk about Rachel Dolezal. I hope I did it. Your hair is 1,000 times better than hers. You're real. She's faking it. You know that. I know that. Love you, Ava. Thanks for listening. Thank all of you for listening. I am going to be in Tampa this weekend. Next weekend, June 26th and 27th, I will be at Flappers in Burbank. And July 4th weekend, I'm going to be in Atlanta doing some shows for the AA International Convention. And July, I will be spending the month doing the ethnic show at Just for Laughs in Montreal. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Try to keep laughing. Prayers go out to Charleston. And this is Alonzo signing off. Who's paying attention? You are.